Claude, I can't resist. We've talked about the Raven Rock Ramble. We've talked about bicycling. But you hail from Normandy, and coming back to where we started at the beginning, you come from a really interesting town in France. Mm-hmm. And you've talked about your grandfather bicycling, so I gather he must have bicycled in Normandy as well.
So my grandfather was a runner. It was his friend who was a bicycle rider, but you're right, when we were kids, we were on bikes all the time, going to school, or when one of my probably fun childhood memories is I'm one of nine and I'm one of the youngest kids in my family, and we had what we call a small cabin at the beach, which was Utah Beach, was 6 miles away from my house. And a little cabin in France was a concrete building with basically a shower, a sink, a toilet, and you go there to change into beach clothes and go. So we'd go there with our picnic, and we were like little ducks, my older brother in the front, my older sister in the back, and we would all go on our bikes. My parents were country veterinarians, and they would let us go spend the day at the beach with my older siblings in charge. We would call when we would arrive at the cabin to say we all made it, and we'd call when we'd leave, and my mom wouldn't be worried. And so those were some of the summer outings we did on our bikes.
Yeah, that'd be a beautiful thing. Tell me the town that you grew up in.
Sainte-Mère-Église.
Which is a...
It was the first village liberated by the GIs on D-Day.
Right.
Yes.
And it was commemorated in a number of different ways. For an American audience, it might have been commemorated because of a movie mm-hmm. that had multiple famous actors and actresses, well, actors at the time, mm-hmm. The Longest Day.
Yes. Yeah, so part of The Longest Day was some of the scenes were filmed in my grandparents' backyard, because in Sainte-Mère-Église, there was a parachutist that was hung on the church steeple and actually witnessed the carnage that happened on the square place around. And my grandparents had a house at the corner near the center square, and my grandpa, being a veterinarian, had a pretty big house with a greenhouse in the back. And in true life, just as in the movie, a parachutist came through the greenhouse, and so that scene was filmed in my grandparents' backyard. But my grandmother's greatest, the pinnacle of her life, was having cooked dinner for John Wayne. That was a big deal for her.
Yeah, it probably was a delicious feast.
It was, because she was a really good cook.